welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, here with a snack-sized episode to recap the 49ers night one of the 2024 NFL Draft. A lot of rumors today. We'll get to that in a minute. But ultimately, the 49ers stay put at pick number 31 and pick wide receiver Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Now, there's a lot of conjecture on what that means. What does that mean for Deebo Samuel? What does that mean for Brandon Ayuk? But let's talk a little bit about Pearsall. He's a tremendous route runner. He's a very versatile receiver. Kyle Shanahan talked about how he potentially has return possibility. And you know, the 49ers are looking for their returner. So these are all things to keep in mind. It sounds like they really like what he's been able to do. Kyle Shanahan described him as very well developed. He actually was at ASU and was a teammate of Brandon Ayuk's before transferring to Florida. After the pick, Brandon Ayuk sent John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan a text that said, fire pick, not going to lie. And Ricky Pearsall said that he heard from Ayuk and he actually spoke to him right before he got on a Zoom with the Bay Area media. So what does this mean for the 49ers wide receiver room? The day was filled with reports and rumors that they were open to trading Brandon Ayuk, who is currently looking for a contract extension. There also is talk that they are open to trading Deebo Samuel. Kyle Shanahan said tonight is unlikely that either will be traded. Of course, it's all on the table. They're always listening. John Lynch said that talks have continued with Brandon Ayuk. Deebo Samuel is a part of this team. But read between the lines, that they're open. It's a possibility, like I said. However, probably somewhat unlikely because the thought was they would have had to have an offer that truly blew them away in day one to trade them. But I think when it comes to Deebo Samuel, it is more of a possibility that he could be traded. Of course, financially, it doesn't entirely make sense for San Francisco, but we will see what offer comes to be. As of now, the 49ers pick at 63 in the second round of the draft, and I am going to read through all of their picks for you. Now, I'm going to warn you guys that there is a car driving by me here, so you're going to get a little bit of that noise, so I do apologize. But as of now, they pick at 63 in round two. They'll pick at 94 in round three, and that is all they have for day two. However, if a trade were to take place, one would assume they would move farther up in the second round. So that's kind of where we are. Ultimately, though, Ricky Pearsall is the pick in the first round. The 49ers still do need help on the offensive line. They still need help in the secondary. There are still some really good names available, but will they be there when they pick at 63? So we will see. Are they able to move up in the second round? A lot of questions to be answered in day two. But at the end of day one, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel are still members of the San Francisco 49ers. They have a new guy in their wide receiver room, and we shall see how this all plays out. I will point out that on this show, I have said over the last month or so, to me, a Deebo Samuel trade made more sense than a Brandon Ayuk trade because they do view Brandon Ayuk as their future, the true wide receiver one. Deebo Samuel, though a tremendous talent and a unique talent, is a different type of player. So we'll see if an offer comes in. Otherwise, they're going to have quite the wide receiver room going into 2024, which they will probably have either way. Something else, a wrinkle in this, just conjecture, something to keep in mind. The Buffalo Bills hold the 33rd pick in the draft. They traded with the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Kansas City Chiefs took wide receiver Xavier Worthy. A lot of questions as to why they would trade with their rival, a team that continues to get the best of them in the playoffs, but they need a wide receiver because, as we know, Stephon Diggs left. So that's just some thoughts, conjecture, things to think about as we go into day two of the draft. And then last but not least, you guys know I would be remiss if I did not mention that my guy, JJ McCarthy, went to the Minnesota Vikings, exactly where I wanted him to go, as I have talked ad nauseum of this podcast for all the reasons why. But he goes with the 10th pick in the draft. The Vikings move up one to get him and couldn't be happier for that national champion out of the University of Michigan. Also in some personal news, I'm a Vikings fan now, so may I just say, Skull. And with that, I will be talking to everybody as we recap everything going on in the draft. Make sure you're following me on Twitter at TracyFGSN for all the latest updates from Levi's Stadium. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. We are brought to you by Bet Online. We are brought to you by FIVO. And with that, I will talk to everybody later. Happy draft, y'all.